The Chofetz Chaim is saying here that the Koyach of Dibur is so great, ki ol adam l'omer yulad, and then he explained that a person must ke'okaf ala pihu, person must bridle, put a guard against his tongue, especially in using it for purposes of Torah. And we explained last week that one of the main aspects of Dibur is the Koyach HaRuchni, the Koyach HaRuach. We think that the Koyach HaRuach is weak, but the Chofetz Chaim brought a pasuk, "Kinei yotza harim uvei ruach umagid l'adam masichoy." Underneath the mountains is ruach, and therefore the ruach holds up the mountains. Physical life is supported by spiritual life. So Chofetz Chaim said on that. Therefore, we learn how great is the koyach of ruchnius. It's not weak; it's very powerful, and therefore, don't dismiss. And he brings an incredible comment here. He says in the middle of page Yud Ches in the footnote, he said here. We see people, they're very careful on many things, but they're not careful about their speech. It's just a comment I said, or it's a few words I said. It's nothing like an act, a deed. It's not true. It's even stronger than a deed. Something ruchnius, kach of speech, is even greater than the power of something physical. That's what we said last. We're up to the top of page your test. It's beautiful comments he brings out here. Look at the wonder of how Kodesh Baruch Hu did in the Koyach HaDibur. You have it, Elias?
No, I don't. Well, I'm just listening to you.
Every act that a person does, he does it with his limbs. How he's going to do it. If he's going to write something, he thinks before he writes. If he's going to cut something, he thinks. But speech, you want to say something, you say it in a second. You don't think before you talk. It's almost like a spontaneous reaction. You speak, you talk. Talking is more spontaneous, says the Chofetz Chaim, than any other act that a person does. If you want to say the word Vayedaber, what do you have to do? There are five letters in Vayedaber. It comes from a different place. Vov comes from the lips. Yud comes from the cheek. Dalet comes from the loshon. Beis comes from the lips. And Resh comes from the teeth. You don't think about it at all. You don't, how am I going to put these letters together? How am I going to say them? There's no thought behind the words at all. You just say it. You think of saying the right way, but you say it. It's an incredible wonder, you know? You have to think about it. How am I going to pronounce it? Which limbs am I going to use in my mouth? Am I going to say it? It just happens. They form by themselves without any thought. And the word comes out quickly, without any moment's thought. You want to say it, you say it. The most spontaneous act that a person has is speech. Just say it. Why is it like that? The ease of this is so that a person will be able to speak in Torah. It's not just to talk to people. I've had a person derech eretz and noemim abrias to say something nice to somebody, give a compliment. But at the same time, the reason, that the ultimate highest reason, is the purpose of speech, to talk Torah. The Rotza HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem wanted, Shebizman Kotza, Shemoyed HaNeshama Milamala. In a very short time, that a person has his neshama from above, Alef Hazul, when it comes down to this world, Yizka HaBe Ma'oyed Alidei Torosa, he will be able to be Zoyche by so much Torah, just by speaking. Al Kain, and that's why. Incredible reason, I never thought of this. Therefore, the power of speech is so spontaneous and so quick. The reason why it's like that is that a person should be able to be zoche in so much Torah in his lifespan. You say it quickly, it's not just for doing business, talking on the phone, or for conversing with somebody. There's a much higher purpose of why speed is so spontaneous. I shall take up as soon as you want to say one word, the letters form by themselves in the blink of an eye. In the time of a minute, you can say over 200 words. Even more if you talk fast, you know. The ilu no nasan no kayach. If you wouldn't have had this kayach, if it would have taken you time to say something, the Torah says, if you would have taken time, like a nebuch, a person, a cripple, who can't walk so well, so it takes him time to make each step. If it would be the same in speech, it took you time to put the word together, the letter, lasses tevas, in order to make kama yomim, you would have to say, take a few days, actually yom parsha achas, until you finish one parsha. It takes time to say it. It doesn't. You can do it in a minute or 2 minutes. It's a wonder in the Bria why it's so fast. It's not just for business reasons or social reasons, economic reasons. There's a reason why the speech is so quick, so the person can be zoicha to so much Torah in his lifetime. But that's only, of course, if you're talking divrei Torah or things which are correct. I would like to put in this bracket not just Torah, but things which are darkei Torah. We once mentioned it, like giving support, giving chinuch, giving shalom. These are all aspects of Torah as well. It's not just, I'm not diluting them with the Chofetz Chaim, it's not just the actual Torah, but there are many aspects of Torah, conversation. I wanted to say that, and we explained it, v'shinantom levanecha v'dibaltobom. Shinun is actual Torah. The dibaltobom is conversation. Conversation, v'shivtecha b'veisecha, sitting at home with your wife, or talking at the table, or talking on a trip or something. Any words which you say in Torah, v'dibaltobom. Supposing you spend all your time just talking to Goyim Asurim, so you use that unbelievable kayach, an ability that you had, for something which is fraudulent. It's not the real thing. That incredible power of speech becomes a stumbling block. It becomes a trap. If without that kayach, you would have to use great effort. You wouldn't have said so many isurim if it would have taken you time. If it would have taken you half an hour to say a sentence, then you would have done much fewer lavin. But since you use this power, which is so spontaneous, for something bad, you can do many, many aveilus in a minute. If you spend time sitting, talking with people, sometimes you have that at a chasna, no? You just sit there for a long time with people, and you can just waste the time. You can talk dvoim b'teilim the whole time.
Idle chatter.
It's an enormous trap. You think to be social, so you talk, you know, gossip about politics or something. I don't know if that's an issue, but wasted time. I remember reading Rav Miller, Rav Miller spoke about it. One of the things, if you've got time, just sit down and think something in Torah. You don't have to talk all the time. Ken. You know, I saw that in the Hesped of Rav Vosner, I mentioned previously, he would think about the six all the time. They said in the Hesped, all the six were continued on his mind, so he never wasted his time. Rav Vosner, the Gamhu Mishate Fimoim, and he takes part in these conversations, this idle chatter. It's not gossip and everything. The Shabbos table can often turn out like that as well. Now, the Shabbos table can turn into politics, but sometimes you have to let people talk, you know, you have to make it warm. My wife always tells me you have to make it smooth and easy for the trip, otherwise it becomes too heavy. At the same time, you have to give room for Torah as well as Mimus, you know? You have to, otherwise people get locked in and the table becomes a nuisance. It should be easy and free at the same time geared.
My wife was adamant, no politics at the Shabbos table.
No politics, yes.
It's very hard to turn them off sometimes.
Yes, very hard to turn them off. It's very difficult.
When you have guests and such as things are in the world, it also raises its ugly, shall we say, ugly head.
Yes, the table's atmosphere gets lost. You lose the Kedusha of Shabbos Kodesh.
Yeah, for sure.
And guests, some of it, you can't do anything about it. No. Let guests speak. You have to let guests speak. You can't do anything about it. They say the Chofetz Chaim never stopped talking. Do you hear that? Never stopped talking. Wasn't he was quiet all the time, but he had something to say. He was talking, he talked a great deal. Wasn't he was quiet? He was talking to Ahim Nechayim, obviously. Now, never a person can talk so much bad that it turns into hundreds of thousands of aveilus. Look what he says here. It's tremendous pain. This enormous gift of nature, which was given for his good, of course, it's tremendous pain. and you can't get out of it. V'nira masha amul chazal apostle. It's a posik in Malachi. Hogatem Hashem b'tibreichem. Hashem becomes tired with your words. Tired. Literally tired means he's weary. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Barosi Shamayim Ba'oretz Ve'eini Yogeh. I never got tired from creation. Lo yi'af lo yiga. I wasn't weary or tired from the creation. Ve'imosai en yagir. When I've become weary. Yoshetem medabrim devoyim b'teilim. Where is this from? It's a medrash? It must be a medrash. On the Malachi. But when you talk devoyim b'teilim, devoyim she'enem hagunim, v'hakavona kanal, shakadosh baruch hu shabora v'yotzah kol ma'aseh b'reishis, all that he created, tzvah shamayim, the stars and the galaxies, v'hakol osa l'tayvosim l'tachlisom, everything has its purpose, v'sameach b'hem, and that Hashem is happy with it, v'yav alakim eskol asher osa v'hinei tov ma'ayin, he's delighted with his creation. V'kol shekein ha'odam, who's the perfect specimen, is the purpose of creation, Yetzurah, called Eva Ba'eva, and every limb that is created, everything is made in the body for a purpose. And when you turn around and you put it in the sewers, the Eva, this limb, Haloshen, Mitoiv Lera, going in Tzar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it causes pain. And it becomes the opposite of what Hashem intended in the creation. I never got tired in the creation. Because everything does what they have to do. When am I weary? It's opposite what he wanted. What a pain. It's a pain for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to hear that people ruin this ultimate gift of speech, which is the exclusivity of man, his ability to speak. Ruach Mamalala, I think Rashi says on that, is the power of speech. Nefesh Chaya. When it's turned around and it's used for bad purposes, then he's weary from his creation. That's the first thing, is the Ruach. Then the second point he brings out, base at the top. Mitat kedushas haTorah. Speech is also significant for the kedusha in Torah. Da'alo onu yodim, and he brings two beautiful mashalim. Kishelakeach haSofer haKlaf. When the sofer takes the parchment, lichtov alav sefer Torah. Yes. When he takes the klaf, the sefer Torah, but Omer shekoisva l'shem Hashem, and he says that he has to say, "I'm writing this l'shem Hashem." Take a piskatei shaol. Immediately, the parchment becomes holy. The yored alav kedusha noiro, unbelievable koyach. The koyach inside the parchment, it becomes a different. It's not just writing on a piece of skin. The kedusha comes into the parchment by the time that he writes it. When he says l'shem mitzvah sefer Torah, in a different writing, it lifts the madrega. When a person wants to spend time learning Torah, and he makes a bracha, I think that's one of the only places in the Shulchan Aruch where it says the Shulchan Aruch Mechaber says to be very careful with Birchas HaTorah, because Birchas HaTorah is the whole preface, is the whole introduction, the Hagdama for learning Torah. Then it becomes Torah Hashem. And there, everybody knows to take of Yoy Kedusha al Osiyas HaTorah al Ohahu. When you write the Sefer Torah, immediately every letter that he writes gains in Kedusha. Similarly, on a person, when he makes Birchas HaTorah and he has a kavana to say it with that, the Kedusha comes into him, because so the toil in Torah becomes entirely different. It's not an intellectual study, becomes Kedusha HaTorah. The Maiguyusa Hamayach Shabaroisham in Ohahu. What's the difference between the brain and the parchment? If the parchment becomes holy, then certainly the brain and the body becomes holy by the Torah that he learns because of the bracha he makes. Similarly, if a person takes an animal, shuhurak bal chai, which is simply an animal, and he makes a korban Hashem, take up yod kedusha aleha. Immediately, that animal has a kedusha to it. And even the fleece and the wool has become holy. But also lehanot hemena.
And you can't have it, otherwise it's me'ila. Hanena moya b'kodesh shemayim b'tzorich lahavi kovanas, and you have to bring a covenant. It's a different, it's not an animal. It has kedusha to it. It changes its status. I was thinking, and what happens when you get married? You just live with a woman, can be a mate. Hareat mekudeshesli, whole status changes. It becomes an eishes ish. You don't say, please, will you marry me? Hareat mekudeshesli. Mekudeshes means you change the whole status of the woman. She becomes a different person. She's now also look at Rashi in the beginning of Kedusha. She becomes also look kol ha'olam kula. She's mufreshes. Unbelievable kayach. Like goyim is just, they live together and they're like animals or whatever. But the woman changes her status. I always think of that in the morning when you say, Ashek Hashem to Tzivon, Al Natilas Yodayim. Natila is to lift them up. So they become holy, these porters of the day, hands carry through the day. When you say Ashek Hashem to Tzivon, the hands have a Kedusha every day when you say it. That you lifted them up, the Kedusha. Then you do the whole Guf, Asher Yotza. Then you go to Torah, Lasso Gedibay Torah. All these are milas in the day as you lift every day up with Kedusha. And everything is Asher Kedusha and B'mitzvayza. It's a very powerful thing. Food, you eat food, you make a bracha on it. So the mozain is mozain gashmi, and the bracha is mozain muchni. So you feed in your neshama when you make the bracha. Kind of the power that you have. Power of dibur is changes everything. It becomes a different essence. The status changes completely. Once you say something, that's what you were saying, Moshe, last week. Moves for chayim biyad aloshen. You actually give chayim or moves lo aleinu. That was the problem. They didn't say Birchas
HaTorah.
Didn't the Ran say on that though? Shaloh haya choshuv be'einehem. It wasn't important to them enough.
It was his bill.
Didn't the man say on that? It brings Rabbeinu Yonah to say that it wasn't choshuv. They did say it. You mean that nobody said Birchas HaTorah, but it wasn't important to them enough. And Ilocha Sheva, and Ilocha Sheva, Rabbeinu Yonah brings down there. I think that the Bach, there's a Bach there, Mem Zayin. The Bach brings down that the whole purpose of Birchas HaTorah is to that Sham b'mem zayin b'birchas HaTorah. He brings down that the tachlis of Birchas HaTorah is to lift it up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah that we would have an aliyah in the Kedusha of the Torah. We're not just learning something intellectually. And if you didn't make a Birchas HaTorah with Kavanah, so you lost that Kedusha. The whole tachlis is not there. A bracha is everything. A bracha changes the whole status of everything. Lift it up. What tefillah? Changes the whole thing. That's what Hannah said when she was given the baby. She said, I only got this child because of my prayer. The prayer itself created the child. That's why she didn't want another child. I put all my kochas into the child of prayer, and therefore this child is saturated with my prayer. It's not the same child. What happens? To kochah dibur, you move him over. From kisei adin to kisei rachum. Unbelievable kochah in the dibur. Imulafonai, Malchus, because the Kayach of Dibur changes things completely. That's why Tefillah is so important. Tefillah and Brachas.
It's like
I don't know if people don't know, it becomes so habitual now, it becomes so regilous, you lose the significance of it. If you ever sit with an Adam Godel making a bracha, I remember with Barry Finkel, we would make a bracha. You know, he was so careful about the words. You know, bracha is said properly. You know, and Asher Yotza, and I remember I was in the house many times, and to hear him say a bracha, every word was carefully.
You know, he was the hand, because the message. Yes. Slowly, like, no matter.
It's our problem is it becomes so agil to it. We don't see the significance of it, especially davening. Davening becomes so kavua. Rav Dessler writes in Michta Melio that the biggest nisoyon of tefillah is that it's so consistent all the time. And that's the nisayon. The nisayon of tefillah, same thing.
Same thing every day.
That's the nisayon. He writes in Mithra.
He said, tap it by heart, and you're not supposed to, for sure not. It's hard, you know, you're concentrating anyway on what you're saying.
Right. I find it easy. It's much easier if you look inside always, because
yes.
The mind wanders. If you look inside, I think the mentions of Rosh Hashiba always needs to look inside. Pointing with his finger, always.
Ah, yes, is that the trick as well? Maybe if you point with your finger,
yeah,
it helps to slow the brain down.
Well, Chrysworth was like that as well. I remember I used to dabble with him. They lived next door to me in Hanoi. Very, very careful. Every single word. Chrysworth. Hein Chrysler, the Chazadic
brother.
Antwerp. Yes. Very careful. These people are so careful with their words, and it doesn't become regular. It becomes careful. The care which you take with it. But what you can do with the power of words, you know, food, davening, every word you said, Ashek Nishan, this is Sabbat Sivan, and you lift up the status of it, it becomes has Kedusha to it. Like the parchment becomes Kodosh, so the Neshama becomes Kodosh by having said it. Let's move on. And there you have the strong kavachomer for a person. If you learn l'shem Hashem, take up your kedusha Hashem al nafshoi. Immediately you gain in kedusha. You're not the same person. I gave it to them. It's sold. And they become Kodosh through the Kedusha. What's he saying here? I don't know what he's saying here. You took me with you. You took me. Once you took the Torah, you took me as well. I am part of the Torah. So the fact that you took the Torah, you took me as well, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's number two. It's the Kedusha of Torah. Number three. Mitzad HaRiboy Shevamesech HaZman. Because of the time of the continual regularity, Shiyasa is a mitzvah beivorav. Yochel lilmoid meos tevo shel divrei Torah. A person can learn hundreds of words of Torah. Umizeh hatam omru Chazal. Shem yochel yasos ha mitzvah al yedei achirim. Eino yochel liftor atzmo min alimud. Kasher kosav agor. Because if you have a choice between a mitzvah and limud Torah takes preference. If it can be done by somebody else, then let someone else do it then. If it's a mitzvah, but if it can't be done by somebody else, then you should do the mitzvah. Let's take an example from business. If someone hired for a year, it's a granary with steam. I suppose it's like an automated which grinds up wheat. And it goes very, very fast. He uses it, he rents it to grind his wheat. He can grind hundreds of gallons or whatever, measures of produce in one day. And he paid a fortune for it. Is it possible and likely that he'll waste his time a week or even a month? He'll keep on, if he rented it for a month, so he'll use it for the whole month, 24 hours, as much as he can. He'll lose his money. What did he invest the money for? To use the mill. The time is running out. He rented it for a certain amount of time. Chaval, not to use every day the opportunity. And every day he makes a tremendous loss by not using the mill. It's exactly the same with us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu koitzev l'chol echad yomav u'shnoisav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to each person a certain amount of time each in his lifetime. If he tzolka l'tevosav olama, for how much Torah he can learn and how much he can gain in his life in Olam Haba. K'mo shekosav achoyvos habovos, dahaynu k'fi ha'inyan shem mevakish mimenu, Hashem yisborach, hasoga v'Torah. As much as time as one can achieve and gain in Torah, k'fi tzolka l'olama, gam v'inyan derech eretz, how much time he needs. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave so much time, so many hours in a day that a person could learn, in that time period he can say several thousand words of Torah. But even how careful he is, how scrupulous he is, now each word of Torah is a value. In 1 minute you can say 200 words. Chafetz Chaim timed it. Shekol teva b'teva hu mitzvahs asei b'fnei atzma. And every word is a mitzvah. You would have thought that, would you? I would have thought like a peiruk or a posuk. Is it lo kacha? Every single word. It's not what you think. Like you learn a daf.
That's only if the word is contained in the learning of bracha.
Right.
A word on its own has no significance at all.
If it's Torah.
If it's Torah, but it's part of learning. So then it requires chashivus.
Every word.
Yeah.
Each word. But that's unbelievable. Specific, isn't it? It's not every word counts. Every word has a koyach to it. And in turn, a person has created thousands of malachim to his merit. Who yeshiv the chibuk yadayim beveisa, and he sits at home and folds his arm, but it's atzam limuda, and he doesn't learn. Hayeshlach hahefset godol mizeh, like the mill. What a waste of time. He's wasted so much time. Bezeu afilo yom echad, and even for one day. Bezholshikenim, chas v'sholam, hisnai kach chodesh osho, bevitl toyo, he wastes his time. Kama riboy vuvavais malach yeshore, sivsid ba'atzulasai. How many thousands of malachim did he lose from his laziness? A person has to rest, though. A person has to talk to his family, his wife. I mean, all these are in the tochnit of the day. But as much time as you can, not to waste the time, wasted time. Because afilu imu yosha botel v'lo dibu ba'isa eis, and all that is talking about when he just sits and does nothing in that time. Because she came by mesha motzu she'odam hu ish midyoni. Person is a sociable person. Well, he's busy, he's an active person. And in that time period, he's an active person, but he wasted his time. By talking so much, it's inevitable that something wrong won't be said. Inevitably, something else will come in the conversation. Person in conversation, sociable, he's active, inevitably he can end up talking things which he shouldn't say. And all that is in exchange for Divrei Kedusha. He can add to all his avevas, but al hakol yitzdach lita in din b'cheshman. In everything, in all the words that he said, is a din b'cheshman. And the Gaon talks about this in his letter called Alim Tuf. It's a letter. Sha'al kol dibo shel hevel. Every word which a person says, v'etzalem adroim b'teilim ba'alma, tzorech lehiskalea misoif ha'oilam ad soifai. That's, I think, in Kabbalah, that the onesh for one word is that after me, he's taken from one end of the world to the other end of the world, like as an onesh, he's like thrown around. It's not Gehinnom, it's before Gehinnom.
Kafakela.
It's like thrown around from place one side of the world to the other for every single word which is said. The al dibu shaloshen hora tzorich leiv lishol matter how be ma'oy ve'olein. But for loshen hora, it goes down. How great is the onesh from one word which is said wrong. The Bali Gadfin are malachim who pick up every word that we say. Bali Gadfin, every word that we said is picked up. You know, they say the oif hashamayim, the birds hear it. But for every word that you say, there are Bali Gadfin pick up every word that you say and report it back after 120 years. Not one word is lost. What you said, shalom nichtav, is not written down. Here we go. For the birds in Shemayim pick up the voice, and the balkanofayim, that means the Bali Gadfin, the Malachim, pick up every single word that you say. So it's not lost. We said that last week of the Chaim Berlin. Remember we said last week, Chaim Berlin, in the Levaya of Rabbi Yitzchak Petterberger, we said that he came to the Chalom, Rabbi Petterberger came to him in the Chalom and told him three things which he saw after he was died. First of all is that the din, Ein L'Sha'er. The Ein L'Sha'er, and the worst of all, is the worst chatoim of the dibur of the shachet, and bale person who's shval berech, who's humble, who ma'avi adi b'daisa, has many sechuyas. Those are the three things which he told him in the dream. But the words, the thing that the words speak, everything is collected and picked up and taken. No word is lost. There's a malachim which are created from every word that you say, good and bad. V'hinei b'shvil kol zeh tzivah Hashem yisbarach la'odom. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a tzibur. The debout of on b'shivtcho b'tok Torah. Shalavad mitzvah shalimud ha-Torah sheikayim al zeh. Oid hu nimlat al yidei zeh me'avon lashon hara l'chilas. You're saving yourself also from l'chilas. I remember once I gave a shiur somewhere, and I asked the Rav if I should carry on. So I think it was Rav Aryeh said to me, because I thought even I didn't get much sipuk from it. So he said to me, at least in that time they're not talking lashon hara. People have come to your shiur, they're not preventing them from talking lashon hara, and I'm not also, so I'm talking Torah. So carry it's worth it just for that. People, I think it was Rav Aryeh said in that time period, at least they're not talking lashon hara in that time. The kasha olu ma'oiz lavoi tomid was there, and what can happen often. At least in that time period that you're learning Torah, you won't talk Lashon Hara. And that's the greatness of it behind it all. I think we have to stop here, Rabbi. At least we've got something from it. It's a very powerful, powerful point.